In this video, I'm going to show you how to create an SSL binding for a certificate that I've already uploaded to my web app. So let's go into my web app here. And in the menu, I will scroll down to SSL certificates and click there. And you can see here that I've already got an SSL certificate that I uploaded to my web app. So now I need to add a binding so that that SSL certificate is used when I browse to this app. So to do that, I'm going to click on Add Binding. And then I'll choose the domain. Now these domain names have already been added to my site. So the first thing I want to do is to add thestripedcat.com. And I'll choose the certificate from the dropdown. I'm going to use the SNI SSL type. I could also use IP-based SSL. If I have users who are maybe using an older version of a browser that don't support SNI, IP-based SSL is a good choice. And then I'll just click on Add Binding. So that binding has been added. Now let's add a binding for www.thestripedcat.com. So I'll choose that domain from the list of host names here, and I'll choose my certificate again. And again, I can use this certificate with the www subdomain because it's a wildcard certificate, as you can see here. Again, this will be an SNI binding, and then I'll click on Add Binding. Now, one more thing I'd like to show you is that if I click Add Binding again here, notice that I've got another domain associated with this site, and that's cool.blog.thestripedcat.com. If I were to select this, notice that it tells me that there are no certificates that match that selected host name, and that's because the certificate that I have over here is a wildcard cert for star.thestripedcat.com. So the star here represents one level of subdomain. So if this host name had been blog.thestripedcat.com, it would have worked fine. But because I have two levels of subdomain here, I have cool.blog, that certificate is not valid for this host name. So now I have both of my host names with a binding to my SSL certificate, and I can now browse to my site using SSL to either thestripedcat.com or www.thestripedcat.com.